Good morning, everybody, and we're back. This is Talking About the Law, and I'm Frank Riccio. My guest today, I'm honored to have as a guest today, Joel Rosen, who practices, I'll call him a frequent flyer on before the Board of Registration. Tell us a little bit about that whole frequent flyer type thing.
Well, there are just there are people. I'm sure you see them, Frank, who are serial litigators. And it's in every part of the law. People who always seem to get in car accidents over and over again, and won insurance claims. People who've always falling down the stairs. People who are always slipping on the ice over and over again. You see the same people. So they're the same people making complaints against dentists, and it's not they'll go to one dentist and try to get a monetary settlement, or sometimes just you can never satisfy these people, so they go from dentist to dentist with complaint after complaint.
Now, is a record kept at the Board of Registration of those who do frequently file complaints?
No, I don't think they do that. I don't think they do that, and the dentists don't really have a way of finding out either. As a matter of fact, I've had conversations with dentists that said, why can't we create a database, when you have problems with a patient, so that other dentists know? And you can understand that there are issues there, right? Patient privacy, confidentiality, and so forth.
Yes.
So it's pretty tough. There are bad people out there. There are bad dentists, but look, if they're frequent flyers, they lose their license. But there are also bad patients.
And I suppose one of the reasons may be it's like the boy who cried wolf. However, one day there might be a wolf at the door. So in all fairness to the person who's filing the complaint, as a public agency, they probably would have some type of duty to make sure that they investigate everyone properly without any type of bias.
Yeah, you would hope so. I think that at some point, some of these investigators and prosecutors, it's about winning. It's not about finding out whether somebody did something wrong,
Now, one of the big cases that you worked on, in fact, that's how we all ultimately ended up crossing paths, is you had a great decision before the Supreme Judicial Court on a Board of Registration case. Could you talk about that? Tell us a little bit about the Chadwick case.
Sure.
It's a very important case.
Well, thanks. Back in the day, the regulations weren't as good as they are now. They weren't at all specific. And there was really no way for a dentist to know what he had done, what he could do and what he couldn't do. So this poor guy gets a complaint, that the office is structurally unsound and the instruments are dirty and all this stuff. The investigator comes, and they don't find any of that stuff to be true, but they do find a lot of what they call deficiencies. And they have this huge list. I think there were about 30 different deficiencies, and most of these things weren't written down anywhere, right? He kept his prescription pads in an unlocked drawer, so he got cited for that. There's no rule that says you have to do that. So on and on and on. So it bothered me, and ultimately the guy got suspended. And it bothered me that he was getting suspended for things that no one would have any fair chance to know were going to be citable offenses. So it bothered me. I thought you ought to have a fair notice of what it is you're not supposed to do, Anyway, it goes all up to the SJC, and basically what they cited him for was OSHA violations. OSHA is the law that protects workplace safety. It's a federal law, and the federal government has exclusive jurisdiction over that. But the Massachusetts board said, no, we're gonna determine it too. And what they were doing was they were saying that things that OSHA wouldn't think were violations, they were saying, well, we think they are violations. For example, if you have a Band-Aid and it has a little drop of blood on it, that under OSHA you can just throw that in the trash. That's not medical waste. Well, the board was saying that stuff like that was an OSHA violation. So anyway, I went to the Supreme Judicial Court and I said, look, you can't have 50 states with 50 different versions of federal law. And they agreed with me, and they said the board can't enforce OSHA anymore. But what grew out of that was a whole new set of regulations that were very specific, and now dentists have a fair chance to know what they can't do and what they can do.
And, you know, that it only seems just that that would be the case. Now, what's interesting about this case was this a complaint filed by an employee?
This was a complaint filed by a patient.
By a patient, okay.
The patient had come in one time and was apparently, and I never met this woman, but she was apparently crazy because, I mean, she was saying things that were just... I mean, you would have thought that his office was the Roman Colosseum. I mean, that it had no roof. I mean, the walls were crumbling. I mean, I would go there and investigate if I got that complaint. But then you go there, and it's just a normal dentist's office.
Now, another area that you're heavily involved in right now is you're involved in a class action lawsuit involving orthodontists. Could you tell us about that one?
Yeah, this is a really serious public health problem. Kids that are on Medicaid, right, the poorest children in the Commonwealth, are covered for braces, covered for orthodontic care. And you say, well, you know, braces aren't that important, you know, maybe they can have crooked teeth. But it's not about crooked teeth. It's about impactions. It's about, you know, infections. These are kids who can't chew their food or talk without pain. These are kids.
A number of these kids have serious deformities, am I correct?
Right. These are kids who cover their mouth when they're talking to you, little children, you know, because they're so ashamed of what their teeth look like. And you can understand how that could affect your ability to, you know, be successful in life, right? If you're humiliated by the way you look. These are kids who are monsters, and they could be easily fixed. So the approvals are done by a private company. It's part of Delta Dental. It's called DentaQuest, and they were hiring reviewers in Wisconsin to look at these cases, and the reviewers would just deny them without really having any, without giving any reason or even identifying themselves, and they weren't even qualified. It says in the contract that they're supposed to be orthodontists, but these reviewers weren't even orthodontists. They didn't know what they were looking at, and they were denying cases in a promiscuous way, and it was just terrible, and kids were being hurt. So anyway, what we're doing is we're asking the board to require these dentists, these reviewers, to be licensed in Massachusetts, so that if they do consistently misdiagnose cases, we can basically take their licenses away and say you can't review these cases anymore. We've got to protect these kids, and we're also suing them and suing DentaQuest and Medicaid in federal court, so that they have a set of standards that are consistent and consistently applied and based on science, so that kids who need care can get it.
And you know, a lot of times people talk about class actions in really a derogatory way. But, you know, in something like this, you can see how this really does enhance public policy and public protection. Am I correct?
Well, sure. We're not looking for money, by the way. We're not asking for any money. All we're asking is that DentaQuest use a scientifically based set of standards and apply them in a medically valid way. We don't want any money. And look, these are the poorest, most vulnerable citizens in Massachusetts, and there are thousands of kids who need medical care who can't get it because this is not being done in a competent way.
Joel,
so
I have to cut you off, but and I apologize because
it's all right. I'm on my soapbox.
And basically, in 1 second, what advice would you give to dentists if they have to go before the board?
Call your lawyer.
All right, that's great advice. I'm a lawyer. Joel's a lawyer. He gave you his contact information. This is talking
Rosen
about
Law Office.
This is talking about the law. Thank you, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.